Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Oh man, first things first. So yesterday, MKP Mkhonto weSizwe had a presser and Dalimpofu responded to Julius Malema of the EFF, who also made public statements and declared MKP as their enemy. Obviously, this follows an exodus of senior leaders started by Floyd, who've been leaving the EFF and are heading towards the Mkhonto weSizwe party. And he said MKP is now their enemy. And this is what former EFF national chairperson, now member, senior member of the Mkhonto weSizwe party, Dalimpofu, had to say.
Our approach is very simple. Our members, and this is in our constitution, are enjoined by the constitution itself not to respond to any provocation, in particular, not to attack other progressive forces. If other people want to do that, that's fine. That is their decision. It's a free country. But we will not be falling into that trap. You know, where we are now here, those of us who are old enough to have been in this space in the 80s will know that this place we are in here was standing on the blood of people. That this particular area in KZN, thousands and thousands and thousands of our people died for nothing because of so-called political rivalry. So we shall never participate in fomenting that kind of history. And we will never regard any organization, let alone a progressive one, as our enemy. The word enemy is a very strong one. It's used only when you intend to do certain things in politics. There's a difference between opponents and rivals and enemies. So we do not take the position of calling any black person our enemy, because they are our fellow oppressed people.
Wow, I'm impressed, man. The maturity, you know, at which Dalimpofu responded with, especially, you know, Julius, he's very emotional, and I feel like sometimes he says things out of emotion, and now this is being used against him, especially when the guys are saying, well, dude, you're a black, well, what looks like a black party, we're a black party. And I'm surprised when Julius said MKP, I get it, they've been poaching your members, but on paper, they have similar policies that look out for the same people, you know, which historically have been disadvantaged and continue to be disadvantaged. Poverty in this country is synonymous with blackness, let's be honest. And they are vying for the same goals. Yet I was very taken aback and surprised when Julius Malema calls them the enemy. And now they've used this against him. Your thoughts on the response, Mpo?
I find it very interesting and almost a disadvantage to Julius Malema, because you are now going up against people who know you very well, have been with you in the EFF since the very beginning. So if there is anything that you are going to say, they have a rebuttal that is ready for you. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And sadly, that emotion that you speak of is literally what endeared South Africa back then to Julius, to say, listen, we do need a young person who is robust, who is militant, who is going to be with us. Eish. But now, when you are up against an MK party where people are taking a different stance to say, yes, we were militant then, but now as black South Africans, if we want to see progress, perhaps we need to do things slightly differently. And now it kind of makes him look bad.
It really does. And now I'm thinking, because when he says they're the enemy, I think all of us were thinking there could be a day or a world in which EFF and MKP, the so-called progressive forces, unite. Mm. And it doesn't even look like that's possible. Mfundo, do you think that's even possible? And what are your thoughts on Dalimpofu's response?
At this point, I don't think the progressive caucus idea is possible. And it actually reminds me of the Moonshot Pact, because many, when we were having this Moonshot Pact, they could already see a dominant party there that would play the role of Big Brother, which would have been the Democratic Alliance, with the possibility of cannibalizing the other political parties. So even here, you will see a Beyonce or the Big Brother in a progressive caucus. So perhaps it isn't the best of ideas to almost put your resources together and say, we'll fight for a common cause. Allow political parties to be individuals, or at least to have their own identity outside of the other. Fight to win the voters and let it be. I don't think it works out in the best interest, but Dalimpofu, that was a mature response, but almost expected. Again, in this instance, if we had to be or psychoanalyze this whole situation, they would be the aggressor in a way. So you don't expect an aggressor anyway to then be the emotional one. It's the victim in this instance that would be emotional. And then it comes across as if you're gaslighting this person, not wanting them to be emotional when they're being victimized. So it is his moment to be emotional as the leader of the EFF. And it would just be very selfish of the aggressor in this situation to be angry as well. So it's
good on
that.
I don't think it's gaslighting as such. I almost read it as you've run this political race and you've come this far. Come now, we teach you how to do it the right way for the black person.
So gaslighting.
This is MK party.
That's the MK party. That's how I read it.
No, but the fact that there's a lot of members that left the EFF to join the MK party, whether they did it of their own volition or they were poached, whatever conversations could have taken place, is besides the point. But the fact is, he was building a political party for the past 11 years. He's lost what he considered a brother. So he's in that space of perhaps wanting to be emotional. Why are we clapping for the aggressor in this situation? Where we're saying that, okay, you guys are acting more mature, but yeah, I mean, you're winning. You're the third largest party. You've chipped away at everybody's voter base and you're hardly a year old. You're 11 months. So your position is good. We didn't expect you to really be fighting anybody right now. You're just cruising nicely.
But they're not fighting anyone. They're just having people join them. I don't see how they're the aggressor. It's not like they took, you know, the mic and said, we have
Isbamu
and we are pointing it at the EFF. People have just been leaving. And then Malema said, we are under attack and this is the enemy. So I don't see how MKP are even the aggressor.
Okay, maybe we'll leave out the word aggressor. But in this case, they are the winners. They're the winners. So shame.
And
Malema's
they are behaving
going through
like
it.
The winners.
Yes, because vele I winner ilwelani. Ngoba thula uje
umunatake. Do give us a call. What are your thoughts? Is the unity of the progressive forces something achievable? A lot of people are really impressed by Dalimpofu's statement yesterday. And this is, we can't, you know, deny it. It has endeared people to the MKP. Are you convinced? Are you also starting to develop a liking to the MK? Do give us a call. WhatsApp line 0636880959 or just call us directly 0860000959.
I don't see them working together, so they must just maintain their parties and forget about collaborating because it won't work out. And yeah, I voted for MK day one.
I guess keeping a jamat life for one like South Africa. Skis Pumage, Simistrat in Spono Gutuza was a lad. Lender Jalo being diplomat in Annan, I summons it. I guess keeping Jenis Pumin is keeping a mat life and Jagati, Skumuni keeper, Spono Gutuza Galan. I think it's a high time you take that route.
I was phone and Strasse. What does removing gloves really look like now? Come on.
I'm surprised. That one we can run away from it. Isugile. And I wanna eat time and time on the strategy since serious. Oh, shaparampa mafeta of a hack. And that's what's happening right now. Shy rastrima, okay haki. Oh shapera face, okay haki. But he's not done with the EFF. Itaima is not done. And now the same trap is running his mouth. Hey, Maro, it's Marma Pay, Dimar, Mape, Dimar.
Don't be chauvinistic. But anyway, isn't that what our parents used to do? back in the day?
Yes.
They would hit you and then after some time they come to you, don't you want some ice cream?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Ubaba, it's simple. Uyagedla ngapha
uyakhlekisa. So what I think is happening is the EFF are not silly. What they are doing is actually they are infiltrating other parties, and it's part of their plan, their political plan, so that eventually they're going to take over the other parties and the EFF is going to come out tops. They're not stupid, and they're coming out, and this is what they are doing, joining other parties under the pretense of leaving the EFF, but actually infiltrating the other parties and becoming members to take over at the end of the day.
Wow, that would be a super chess move, like a real checkmate, if you are saying that the EFF is actually deliberately sending, you know, their people to MKP to cannibalize the MKP. That would be a chess move, I wonder.
So it must be sent first lento. Julius Malema was responding based on the question that was raised by the journalist, and now he responded. Now the same media or journalist take a responder by Isago Google MK, which hey, this guy says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nina Nintini. When I cook fair. Nothing media in a participation in Tatayo, we politic and Zagalao, or ama challenges is Ian Zagalao, just to influence the tension. That's my view.
Look, I mean, I agree with you. We've always seen journalism and some media houses, you know, play politics in a certain way. However, though, when they ask a particular leader a certain question and he responds a certain way for all of us to see, you can't really blame the journalist on that. That's how he responded. The man said that the MKP is their enemy.
I have to agree with Mfundo on this one. As MKP, why will you come out robust and shout, have all this noise against someone who you clearly defeating at this point? The response by Dalimbof was expected. It was expected in a way that we didn't expect him to come out gun blazing on Julius Malema, but we expected him to address it maturely, again, based on the HR that he is.
You know, when it comes to Julius, I think we as a country have always known that Julius is very childish in his way of speaking to people, in his way of addressing matters, in his way of just being Julius. And when you look at Dalimpofu, you see somebody who's mature about things. And I respect how he responded to everything that was going on. I'm still waiting for Lozi's response, though, because he's also a brainiac. I don't think he will you know, jump in the mud like Julius did. I think I've never respected Julius, but I've now completely lost all respect for that man, because yes, no man, party has ya how party kia batu, and if he only realized that, he would still have all his members.
Yeah, hey, in the EFF, there was one comment isolo. Ati Unto Julius Malema now is showing his weakness by the way he does things. Yes, politic in Jalon Fetu. At the time, Naebe got recruited from the ANC. I'm sure he should have said good namhlanje today to be like this. So, look, we don't wish bad things for the EFF. We want to see progress. But yeah, no good flow. Now I'm thinking good now, friends have become foes. I remember Julius no Jay-Z at one point in time. Bage bahlala lapha na enkandla baphuza idea. Hey, asazi namhlanje ukuthi bazophuza yini.
It is because Dal was very mature. At the end of the day, we are both the opposition. I think at some point we are both fighting for the same thing. So there is no need for us to be enemies. I mean, when it comes to our debates as a parliament that are going to happen, if ever they are going to happen, somehow we need to come to an agreement as both the major opposition parties. So why is there a need for us to be enemies? Also, Julius is hurt, you know, and I think Uguti, in his hurt, he's not thinking properly. He is emotional. He's just not, Jay. Yo, but yeah, hey, I feel for him, hey. I feel for him. He's going through the stages, shame. No, I hope it's going to be soon, but he accepts Uguti, this is the way that things are going right now, and he becomes okay with it. But hey, yeah, no, shame. Oya Govisha, Julius. Oya Govisha.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.